Sci-Fi Party Line. Welcome to another episode of the Sci-Fi Party Line podcast. This is your hostess, Kat, and today I have with me Eric.
Hello.
And Stephanie.
Hey there, it's Nene.
That's her nickname, Eric, because I decided to give her a nickname.
I don't have a nickname.
It's E sometimes. Just
okay. How about Riri?
Riri.
All right, whatever fits. I haven't been drinking. I don't know about you guys.
I haven't drank.
We never drink. What? We're just always this way.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's rough.
Yeah, that's...
Wow. That is awesome on the awesome train without the awesome sauce.
Okay.
All right.
Total Recall today, and it is the 2012 version. It is... apparently was not a direct remake of the original Schwarzenegger movie. Jessica Biel on The Daily Show said that they didn't go to Mars in this movie. Spoiler if you haven't seen the movie. You know, just watch the damn movie before you listen to this podcast. Anyway, they didn't go to Mars. Jessica Biel said, or am I mispronouncing her name?
No.
Okay.
That's right.
Because I thought, whatever. So on The Daily Show, she said they didn't go to Mars because they got their story directly from the source material. So I went to the source material. It is called We Remember It Wholesale For You by Philip K. Dick. And I read, and turns out that they did go to Mars in the source material. So she kind of annoyed me by saying that, you know.
I don't think it could have been any less direct to the original, this remake. I don't think it could have been any more direct. I mean, to me, it's very much a carbon copy.
Oh, you think it is a carbon copy? They didn't go to Mars, though.
No, of course they didn't. Yeah, but I mean, that's just a simple switcheroo. But other than the fact they don't actually go to Mars, I was saying, like, I think you could play, like, both movies together and they're just going to hit.
That.
Yeah, all the scenes pretty much hit the same points in chronological order.
Yeah. But I was just trying to find a reason for why somebody would want to exclude Mars from this movie, which I thought was important because, I don't know, they spend a lot of time on Mars and, you know, people were having radiation being mutated and stuff like that. And you understood the story a little bit more and all the characters were kind of endearing. And here we got like a brief hardcore explanation at the beginning. And then we thrown into this beautiful world, by the way, but no Mars.
It was a pretty straightforward story though. Like, I mean, I don't know. I liked what they did with the story in the new Total Recall. I missed Mars, but at the same time, I don't know, there were some things about Mars in the original Total Recall that I was kind of, just made me laugh. Like, when they actually get on the surface of Mars and, like, everybody else's heads explodes, like, right away, but theirs goes through all that, like, claymation stuff at the end forever. Yeah. I didn't miss that.
Oh, good times. That's the good times right there.
Yep.
So I'd been spoiled on the no Mars thing for a while, so I had a very long time to get used to the idea. So
no,
I'm not as
I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
I think I started like, I don't know, maybe 6 months ago when I heard about this movie or it started getting more popular that I started tweeting, get your ass to Mark, hashtag. And I clicked on it just to see who else was saying that. And then somebody said it and then put the spoiler in one of the tweets. And so.
I had no idea. No, it was a surprise to me at the beginning. And I thought.
So what did you think about that? I mean, how did you feel? Or no, or yes, or did you want
That, I don't know, inconsequential to me. It didn't necessarily hurt it, but to be honest, I had like just much more bigger issues than Mars for me.
Well, yeah. Okay. Let's get into some of those. First, I wanted the biggest praise I have for this is the look. Scenic set design was glorious to me. I thought it was beautiful. I was just like, oh my God, this looks so good. As a matter of fact, this movie reminded me of the TV show Total Recall with 2030 or I don't know, whatever, but it was a TV show, one season, and it really looked like this film, and I was kind of appreciated that.
Holy moly, when did that happen?
What do you mean? The TV show?
I completely blocked out.
I heard of
memory.
It. I never saw it.
It's on Hulu, and it was recommended to me on Hulu.
Oh, really?
It was Total Recall 2070, and it was more about the androids and like cops doing investigation and stuff like that. So it looked kind of like this movie, and I was really impressed that they would kind of, you know, go kind of Blade Runner.
Yeah.
Old school Total Recall 2070 and put it in this film, and I just thought it was just really good to look at all the way around. Like I would want to visit there, and I'd be like, yes, this is the future, flying cars, this is what we want, this is what we look, but it was a little too trashy, like it was a little too depressing at the same
time. Well, yeah, they did it intentionally.
Yeah,
in the colony,
of course. So what did you guys respond to the look of it?
Yeah, I did. I really liked the look of it. In fact, I thoroughly enjoyed this movie. I was surprised by what they decided to sort of keep in the movie, you know, or not, at least nod to from the original movie. Like the opening scene with Sharon Stone / Kate Beckinsale, and just the similarity and how we first meet that character, and then the similarity in how we first realize that, you know, she's not who she says she is, and just there are other kind of just little nods that I liked, and of course, the recall machine itself is an obvious one. The look and feel of the colony, I thought that was, you know, I think the 1990 film was going in that direction, you know, that these people were definitely, you know, being exploited and not living as well as the other people on, you know, outside of the colony. I don't know. I just thought it was just broad sweeps, like, okay, this looks like this, this looks like this, but this is completely different, you know. So it was interesting to kind of watch that throughout the movie.
Okay.
Well, the look of this movie and the world building executed, that's like the one good thing I can say about the movie. That's the one thing that works fine, works well, looks good. But it's kind of the thing, though, with Len Wiseman films. The director, he's pretty good at making stuff look good, and he's pretty good at making action sequences work out, but it was very unengaging the rest of the movie for me, and it's wow. A similar thing happens with his other movies as well for me. Like, they look great, neat stuff, beautiful people, but it doesn't connect for me. This movie really didn't connect, and I'm a massive fan of the original Total Recall.
Yeah.
It's a classic. It's a bona fide sci-fi classic. And this one, I didn't... I was really looking forward to it, coming into it as from the trailers and the previews. But this is, like, the first mild disappointment for me in 2012 at the theater.
And, wow.
And I never thought this would be the one, like, to break my streak, because it's been a hell of a streak this year. With genre films overperforming expectations. And this one, I was going in with, like, really upbeat attitude. But I don't know, maybe around the... not too long after he had his incident at the recall place. A little bit after that is where I started falling off the train, like, really quick. like between him having his recall incident, between there and to the piano at his old place.
Really?
Somewhere between there, I got lost in the movie. I mean, not lost, but, like, stopped caring.
Like, oh, my God!
What?
I don't feel that we were watching the same movie, man. I love the original, too, but I felt totally engaged, and I was, like, all about the parkour crap that they were doing all over the project, you know, when Kate Beckinsale chasing Colin Farrell around. And by the way, not a big fan of Colin Farrell or Jessica Biel, but I totally didn't mind them in this movie because there was so much action, so I didn't have to think about how much I hated them because I was like,
I thought we loved when he was Vampire Jerry.
I liked him in that one too because I totally didn't have to think about how much I hated him. But yeah, so I was completely engaged, and I was rooting for him. Again with the nod, like, you all know. Okay, so after he gets the key in the piano, which I thought was, you know, at the same time obvious but also clever because. Yeah. You know, he was looking around, and it wasn't right away that I noticed he was looking for an actual on-the-nose key. So when we found that out, I was like, oh, okay, that's cute. And then, you know, he finds the message. I actually liked that message better than Arnold Schwarzenegger's message to himself, which I always thought was kind of goofy. And
yeah, but he said, get your ass to Mars, and he said, get your ass to Matthias. And I was just like, I don't know. It's not right.
I know, but I was rooting for him. And when he goes to the transportation place and the camera is focusing on this large elderly lady, and everybody's waiting for her face to peel off just in the original, and they totally do a switcheroo and go to the other guy, I was like, oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, because she was like too weak. I enjoyed that.
I didn't fall for that.
What are you saying? What do you mean you didn't fall for it? Didn't you like...
It was like an obvious MacGuffin to me.
Well, yeah.
I didn't fall for it. I was like, oh, they want us to think, oh, surprise, surprise.
It was cute. It was cute. Yeah,
I have to agree. It was cute.
Super cute. And then, right up until the point when Bryan Cranston along, I was totally on board, and then Bryan Cranston pulled his Lex Luthor, and it was like, I can't do this anymore. I'm
a big fan of Bryan Cranston.
I am too, until he did his Lex Luthor, and I'm like, no, this is suddenly not cool anymore.
I thought that maybe his presence in the movie would get more people in it because they, oh, Breaking Bad, we love him, so let's go see a Total Recall and blah, blah. So I thought maybe more people would see it and it would just, like, be, you know, the epic movie of the summer. I do have to agree with Eric about I'm not going to say that I was totally disappointed, but I felt a high level of meh.
It was an empty suit for me.
Yeah.
The movie.
Yeah.
Like, it all looked really good. All the actors were competent. Everything worked out great. There was no massive logic flaws that I detected. I thought if we're going to revisit this franchise, I thought it was going to be a fresh take. It just hit too many of the same points. We have A through Z, and we're going to have to hit A through Z, because that's what the first movie did. And it was, like, by the numbers.
But they claimed that it was not a remake.
It was similar.
No, Jessica Biel claimed it wasn't a remake, but she couldn't even be bothered to read a short story. So, really and truly, are we going to trust her?
I'm not trusting her
ever again, because
she's
like,
we say it was a remake or not, it's just...
They can go to Mars.
Whether they stated it was a remake or not, I just think it was a bad idea. Because it's like if Batman Begins would have been just like the 89 Batman, but we just, like, you know, spruced it up, but oh, here's Batman, here's Vicki Vale, and here's the Joker, and there's going to be balloons.
Did you like the new Spider-Man? I mean, that was basically absolutely. The same thing as the old Spider-Man.
No,
just the episodes that you just reveal your hand. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I love the new Spider-Man, but I don't think it's a rehash.
I did. I totally thought it was a rehash.
Yeah, there's like the certain points of the origin story that both Spider-Man ones took from the original comics, but to me it deviates from, you know, beyond that for Tom Spider-Man.
So does Total Recall.
No,
so I don't like think so. I think you would be complaining if they didn't have Miss Triple Nips in the new one.
No,
she
no.
made no sense in this movie. Like, why?
Oh, they were going to the shady part of town, and they had to
The whole thing in why the lady had three boobs in the first place, Mars, was because everybody was mutating.
Mutated.
Like crazy augmentation in this version.
Well, yeah, it was crazy augmentation, but to me, she felt like, well, okay, yeah, I get it, but why is she here? She didn't make sense, like the three boob lady. And in the first film. And another thing that I did not get was Kate Beckinsale's Laurie's motivation. Like, I understand at the beginning of the movie when you have your orders to take out this guy, but she just kept coming back and back.
He got away. That's why. He got away from her.
It was just a little bit too...
She was way too much yes man type of person.
Yeah.
Dude, I was so happy to see her throughout most of the movie. I wish Sharon Stone was in more of the movie, in the original movie.
Yeah.
Well, and don't get me wrong, I love Kate Beckinsale. But yeah, her character's motivation seemed questionable. Yeah. And also, I didn't expect those androids or whatever they are, I didn't expect those to be robots. I thought those would be men in suits, like stormtroopers or whatnot. That was a bit of a surprise. I had a weird iRobot feel.
Yeah, I thought that too, Eric. I totally agree with you. I was thinking that. Wow, I'm glad somebody else felt that way. Also, I think they were half like robot men and then half human suits, because some of them.
Yes, there were some.
Oh,
there
okay.
Was,
okay.
Yeah, there were some that had guys in charge. Right. But mostly they were.
Well, it kind of seemed like Star Wars Episode 2, where like Bryan Cranston is General Grievous and like he's just making all these little droids. And anyway, it kind of seemed like that to me. I don't know. I think I'm a huge fan of Bryan Cranston too. So it was that was my meh moment for me. I was expecting more from him.
My main issues really stem from the screenplay and it being way too similar to the original. I can think of few movies that are remakes to this degree. Like the only one I could think of is like the remake of Psycho, which is extremely similar to the original, but wow, it's too close, because I'm very familiar with the original, and so therefore it was just like everything was by the numbers. Oh, well, I guess this is going to happen next. Oh, I guess. And then I was actually shocked that is pretty much how it went. Because you knew, oh, when he eventually gets with the rebels, oh, it's, you know, it's they've been tracking him, and then they're just going to, you know, like there was absolutely no surprises. The only thing that was to be unexpected is the action sequences, like the crazy vertical horizontal turbo lift sequence, and then of course the ship that goes through the core, which is a bit dubious, I have to say.
I didn't like that, because like how would you drill a hole through the center of the earth and go through it every day? Like that's because like isn't that why we have how we have our gravity for the planet? And if you mess with that,
I expected Captain Jack Harkness to jump out,
right? Right. I was just like, yawn, Torchwood. Yeah,
that was a bit dubious, the whole go through the planet thing. I was like, damn, what kind of commute is that? Because to get on that thing, first of all, it's kind of like an airport nowadays. You know, you don't just show up and catch your ride. You know, you have to get there, go through security, get on the damn thing, go through the planet, and then get out of security. And that's just like so he must leave like at 3 a.m. Like, to get to work at 8 a.m. on the other side of the planet. That's one hell of a commute. Damn.
To make robots, well, and then like General Grievous or Cohagen, Stephanie here. What was he doing? He wanted the robots to come and do what to the people now? To enslave them and what?
Oh, like, I didn't understand. He wanted to take over. It's funny because you said Lex Luthor earlier, because he had Lex Luthor motivations in that all the rich people lived in the greater European, whatever they called it, territory.
Right.
And they ran out of space. and the only other usable land on the planet was Australia. So he wanted to basically clean out Australia, and so that rich people could now start taking over spaces over there.
It was a land grab.
Yeah, it was a land grab. I mean, the only thing that was stopping or in his way was like the resistance.
The people.
Right. Now, who was the Oh, the Bill Nye and his Matthias.
Yeah. And I thought it crazy that resistance was actually right there in Lower London, of all places. They were actually right there at Ground Zero.
Yeah, that was the dubious moment for me. It's funny. I mean, I hadn't thought of, well, because of the original movie, I didn't really think that they were going to be returning in the same work day, you know, on this little flight through the Earth. But I liked the little no gravity thing. I knew it was going to come up later on in the movie, and I knew that was cheesy, but I also, I knew that was going to be fun special effects. So the special effects didn't let me down. I mean, it was a fun scene when they were there fighting off the baddies. But the motivations I thought were pretty universal. It's, you know, you run out of land. You justify a reason to take over somebody else's land. Obviously, the other people are going to be pissed off about that. I mean, we've seen that in real life. And so I thought, that was fairly believable. I thought it was maybe not clever the way they arrived at that conclusion. You know, like, oh, well, we're going to stage... Like the big reveal was pretty much that the rich people were staging all of the terrorist attacks so that they could, you know, beef up their army, which I didn't think that was very impressive of a big reveal, but still, especially since, by the way, the only way to make it to the colony is through this giant, like, portal thing. So if you know that people are coming with a giant army, then you should just blow up the damn portal thing. Like, I don't know why every person in the colony was like, oh no, what are we gonna do? Blow up the only way to get there. Come on. That was the dubious moment for me. It started to get interesting again after I just was kind of like, just let it go. This is a summer movie. Just let it go.
I don't know. I like the look of when they went to see the rebels, because of course, you know, somebody throws on a gas mask or a rebreather, I'm in love because I love that. But it wasn't like the resistance in the first one where you got to go on the journey of the resistance and you, I don't know, felt attached to the people and all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we felt attached to Melina.
That's not the fault. That's not the fault of Bill Nye, though. Like, I love that guy.
I'm not blaming him. I'm not blaming
him. No, I know. So, like, if they had utilized him a little better, I mean, gosh, how long was he on the screen? Like, 2.4 seconds, and then he died? I was really upset about that. And all we had as the, like, burning torch of the resistance was Jessica Biel. So, that's why at the first half of the movie, I was totally on board, because all they were doing was running around, being chased, and, you know, they're in an awesome car chase, and they're doing all these Star Wars moves in, like, the aerial cars.
It did look like episode 2 a little bit, it did.
And so, I was like, yeah, let's do this! I don't even care that I hate the two lead people! Yeah! And then... screeching halt when they got caught by Bryan Cranston's character, and Bill Nye freaking died. One of my favorite actors of ever died.
He's like, still alive, you know.
I know, but the show dies immediately. Like, he is like an awesome actor, and he had like 4 or 5 lines.
Yeah, but I really wanted like him to open that jacket and have Quato
and have a mutant come out. Well, they were alluding to something like that at the beginning of the film, and nobody's been able to find the other guy. And I'm like,
I was like, oh yes, we're gonna wonder what Quattle's gonna look like. Woo! Not happening.
He just died. Sad.
With no mutated thing on his belly. That's And then we didn't have the Jive Turkey cab driver. Hey, man, what you want a cab ride?
And no, Johnny Cab either.
Yeah. Which...
No, that's right. I completely forgot about that. No, that's
See,
funny.
That's kind of stuff I want. Jump in, Eric. What else? What else do we have with this?
I don't know. I don't want to sound like Debbie Downer. But, it's mostly not good things I have to say, even though because I think if you didn't know the original, if I didn't know the original, if I was just seeing this for the first time, I think I would have been some pretty, you know, solid, easy entertainment. But I don't know. It's troubling to me to watch a movie and wonder why I'm watching it when it just hits all the beats, when it hits all the same beats. It's very difficult to reconcile.
I don't know. I didn't think it was an exact carbon copy.
No, it wasn't.
To me, it was. They just, like, the things that were different, they just switched out. Just, like, interchangeable parts. But it was still the same thing.
Yeah.
So what were your hopes like before entering the theater?
No, I thought it was... I thought they would be thematically related, this to the original. But I had no idea it was going to be, like, by the numbers like that.
But your hopes were pretty high?
Yeah. I thought it was going to be...
Hopes are, like, seriously down in the dumps for this.
Mine was too, though.
I was going to do it. Well, like, literally... When Kat first told me who was going to be Arnold in this movie, my heart just sank, and I went and wrote a sad poem. And
well, I thought you was excited because he was Vampire Jerry, and we were
No. Rewind that tape. I went, what? No! And then I was sad, and I just kind of grieved about it for a while, and I went into this movie thinking, we'll see. So my expectations were met. Like, I enjoyed it. It was a summer movie. But I see where you guys are coming from. Like,
because, like, okay, yeah, if I didn't know the original Total Recall, talking about 2012 movies, I would say this one was... this one, I think this is a better movie than Battleship or Abraham Lincoln Vampire Killer. I think this is a better movie. The new Total Recall.
That's okay.
Because of my past history with the franchise, this one goes below those two movies for me, where I think it's actually a better movie than those two. I liked it less, just, again, for the same reason I already said, of there being no surprises. Because, I mean, yeah, it's just...
Yeah, you like Transformers, every last one of them.
Hell yeah. There's a lot of good... I mean, as flawed as the second and third one are... There is a lot to hang on to, despite the flaws. Okay. There's not, like, it wasn't enough for me to hang on to beautiful
Megan Fox.
It wasn't enough for me to hang on to the art direction and the cinematography, which was great in this movie. But that wasn't enough for it to just be a that's a serious flaw to me. Because I'm trying to think of another movie that's pulled it off. It's been such a remake itself, but was worth seeing, and I cannot really think. Of any, at least off the top of my head.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of
something too. So it just seems like that's not something that you ever want to do.
It's Footloose.
Oh,
I'm just kidding. Oh, just kidding.
So painful right now. You know, another thing that I was kind of disappointed with this film is that in the original, you didn't really know. You could play with your mind a little bit, and you didn't really know if it was a dream or if it wasn't a dream. You didn't know if it was real or not at the end. And I kind of like that ending because it looked like he actually fulfilled his total recall thing.
Inception thing going on.
It's a whole like 12 monkeys thing and Inception. Like, that's, you didn't really know. But at the end of this one, it was just like everything is reality and there was no question. And
throughout
I was
the new one, I never thought for a moment that it was a dream at any point. Like when his friend was trying to talk him down in the bank or wherever they were, like, not convincing at all. In the original, when he had that scene where you had the representative for Total Recall confronting him and Sharon Stone was there. Yeah, I was actually questioning. I mean, I can think back and not know, oh, is this it? Oh, is this
I was a little bit, because Kate Beckinsale had on her sad wife sweater and she was doing it pointing.
Oh, I wasn't buying that for
and
a
I was
second.
Just like, oh, you know, that could be, but like, why would she be there? That's weird. But she really pulled off the sad wife sweater thing. I was really convinced of that.
I see. I think they pulled it off.
I think they pulled it off, and I'll tell you why, because it's been a while since I've seen the original. And yeah, I can remember that scene as you tell it to me, but at the time I was like, oh yeah, this is the cool part where, you know, they try and
screw with this guy's head. That's your advantage, is that I was literally experiencing Total Recall, like, while watching and totally recalling the original. Because since the original's come out, I've never gone longer than 2 years without seeing it.
I've seen it many, many times,
and unfortunately, if you know any movie like that well, and then you see something that's a little bit too similar, it's really difficult to reconcile. But had I just watched it once or twice back in the day, forgotten it, I could see how I could just be much more open and ready to receive, like, the new version.
Well, I think the last time I saw it, because I own it, it's just we've kind of lost use of our VCR. So I haven't seen it in about 5 years, but
So you weren't kidding about the VCR. Wow.
No, I still have my original video too.
My original video.
I have the collector's edition DVD 10 with the Mars 10.
Nice.
Of the DVD. I love that. I've had it for years. But yeah, I love this song.
I've seen that movie. I've seen Total Recall quite a few times. It's just I haven't seen it in about 5 years. So it was kind of like revisiting an old friend for me watching this movie. I wasn't offended that it was very similar. And that's kind of how it was. I was able to pick up where it kind of deviated a bit.
Looking at the original now, it's reminding me, like, you know, as soon as he gets out from Recall, his Recall F-up experience, same as the original, he has a tracking device in him. Same as the original, he finds out because
the handphone.
I know that was kind of cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
At the same time, but I mean, but that's what I'm saying, if everything was just switched out, instead of the nose bug, it's the implant phone, and just like in the original, how his like buddy like gives him a call and tells him and meet me, and you got to get the case and then remove the phone. It's like everything's exactly the same. They just change it, but it's just a different desktop theme.
No,
it's the same old operating system.
This
ain't no Windows 7 or 8. It's just Windows 95.
Car and like he's got the same friends, just like Batman. And it's like Spider-Man.
Yeah, but Batman's friends
are redhead. I mean, come on, guys. It's not like they committed a carnal sin here by like. Similar, Jesus.
I just seems like it would be a bad idea, not just Total Recall, but anything. Like if someone remade Terminator 1 or whatever, anything. Like I said, the original Batman. But if you just change, oh, she has a blue dress instead of a red dress. She's a blonde instead of a brunette. Like, why would anyone want to see that of any film? It just seems like it's a really bad idea.
It's like the changes that they made weren't compelling enough to justify what was going on in the home.
They were just cosmetic, even if by cosmetic, you know, like I said, phone instead of nose bug, but it's still the same thing. I don't know.
I forgave it because it looked so cool, but
it did look cool, and I did love the Blade Runner look, and it also to me it looked like a cross between Blade Runner and Minority Report.
Yeah,
which Minority Report, by the way, was.
And Firefly.
Sequel to the original Total Recall.
Give you Firefly. I'm gonna give you that. Yeah.
Yeah. Firefly too. I mean, in the colony, I suppose.
Yeah.
Especially, but I wanted to like it. I really did, and it was very competently put together, like everything else Len Wiseman does. Because I think all his stuff looks great. It's just an empty suit at the end of the day. This is how I got through early years of college. It was just like, you know, taking great reports or things out of the encyclopedia. And, well, I changed, you know, I added colorful language and I switched around the paragraphs. That's a whole new thing.
Not at all. Oh, wow.
I mean,
evidence.
It's borderline plagiarism. The screen.
It's not plagiarism if they call it the same thing and they intend to remake a movie.
They use the reference. They had great reference material, and I think they...
It's like saying Pride and Prejudice and Zombies is like plagiarizes Jane Austen. It's intended to do that.
But even when they do remakes of like Dracula or Wizard of Oz, whether the remakes are good or bad, they don't copy like the exact screenplay of the original whatever source material. Because you watch different variations of Alice in Wonderland or Wizard of Oz, they don't all go by the numbers scene by scene. Like again, I can't really think of anything else that does that like this. It's I don't know.
Well, I don't know. My expectations were like so lower than that. I just thought this. I mean, again, how can your expectations be very high when you hate the stars of the show? Like, so I don't like Colin Farrell. I don't like Jessica Biel. I was excited to see Bryan Cranston. Love Bill Nye, but I just couldn't. Like, I knew that it was not going to be the best movie in the world, and just left it at that. But I enjoyed it. I see your point. I see your point. I wasn't as upset by it as you guys were.
No, I wouldn't say I was upset, but I would say that the original is still going to be my favorite because it didn't hit the notes that I wanted it to. However, I would own the new one because I just want to see the pretty again because it was just so beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's... how that works. Yeah.
See that. I'll buy that.
All right. So any last thoughts on Total Recall?
I don't know. I need a palate cleanser. I'm not sure that's going
to
be.
Guys,
I mean,
don't forget to take your Zoloft, okay?
Because I don't really want to see the Bourne.
I'm not into it either, the Bourne.
And I was a decent fan of the original trilogy, but I'm not. And I dig, what's his name? Hawkeye.
Legolas. Oh, sorry.
No, not Legolas. But Hawkeye, he's a cool dude in other movies, but I don't know. I just wasn't sold on the trailers on that movie.
I see that guy's face and I'm immediately bored. Like, I want to go to sleep when I see his face. I just like look at him and I'm like, me, 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 me.
What about the new James Bond movie, Skyfall?
Oh, you don't even...
Yeah, dude, it's like he's a Bond expert as well, so.
Well, they've remade the Bond series I don't know how many times.
They've refreshed it, but... Like,
my God.
Okay, yeah, so that's our show.
No, I mean, find me two Bond films that have the same script, and there's not any, except for the unofficial Bond movie Never Say Never, but that's well-documented, but and also unofficial, but they don't hit the same beaches and you know, meet up with the same chicks, and no, they do a Batman Begins, like a reboot, which is different. But
no, I get what he's saying. I'm sorry, I understand what he means.
Yeah, but
to me though, like the reboot of Batman and Spider-Man, the same central story is there. I mean, the same sort of character and tropes are there.
Yes, character and tropes, but not hitting...
Well, to me, this is a Philip K. Dick story. This is a Philip K. Dick story to me.
Yeah, but this one, you can literally write down the scenes and locations shot, you know, through the original movie, and then the second one is like... They don't even change up the chronology or anything. It's... Okay, first he goes to recall, then he goes back to his house, then he leaves his house. And he goes to the transportation place, and he gets the case, and he talks to the dude. They did not do that in Batman Begins or in Amazing.
That's true. Like, so Dirty Dancing 2, Havana Nights, they did change that up a little bit. So
wow, wow.
I'm sorry. Eric challenged me to try and think of remakes.
Wow.
Actually, it wasn't even Dirty Dancing 2; it was just Dirty Dancing, Havana Nights. I'm trying to think of other remakes that I know about.
So you saw that Havana Nights? That's what you're admitting on the podcast right now?
I saw a picture of the movie poster.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, don't even go there. I admitted I saw White Girls last episode. So don't even go there.
You're such an embarrassing person.
But once that girl Willis movie coming out. Maybe that's the next
The
thing.
who now? Oh, Looper?
Yeah, maybe that's the next thing. Because I'm trying to think what's
Dread.
next.
Dread.
Oh, I'm gonna see that. And
You know how I feel about that main guy. What's that guy? I feel about what's the
Keith Urban.
Keith Urban,
Wait, is that
Stephanie.
country singer? It's Keith Urban.
Wait, no, Carl Urban.
Sorry, Carl Urban. Okay.
Stephanie, I feel about Carl Urban how you feel about Colin Farrell.
I don't even know who Carl Urban is.
He was Bones in Star Trek.
Yeah, and he also in Lord of
Oh.
the Rings, as a lesser character I can't name right
You
now.
know what movie I really want to see? It's a remake, so uh-oh. Red Dawn.
Oh, I don't want to see. I don't want any part of that. I mean,
Oh,
that's my
I love
guy.
that movie. I've
It
seen
has
that
my guy,
movie a
Chris Hemsworth.
gajillion times.
I've never even seen the original.
Yeah, I know that for sure, but that
I have that movie memorized, though. I might
what's
have
this
Eric's
crazy
reaction.
love? What's all this crazy love?
Oh, yes, it is Patrick Swayze. Oh, you love that guy, don't you, Stephanie Swayze?
Patrick Swayze? Of course, man. So do you, Thor lady.
I love him in Donnie
Point
Darko.
Break hair.
Swayze,
But Red Dawn, that's a badass movie. It's amazing. And I can't wait to see the remake.
it's weird to me to think about it now. I mean, like, to revisit it because things are so different. We don't have the Red Scare that we had in the 80s, like, and
No, now we just have the war on terrorism.
right, but I'm just saying, I don't know how exactly similar it's going to be. I don't know anything about the remake.
It seems like it would be kind of offensive, Red Dawn, to a particular race.
See that's why it'll be
Be
interesting.
offensive to.
Well, I didn't see the original, but the trailer looked offensive, like, ooh, Asian people are evil. They're gonna take over America. And I was just like, what is this? What am I
Well,
looking at?
it
Well,
used to
that
be
is a real.
Russians, or it used to be the Soviet Union, and what was it, Cuba? So it was the Red Commies last time.
I just
Well,
haven't
apparently
seen
it's still
that
the Red
stuff in.
Commies, I guess. It's what it sounds like for when you hear
Yeah,
me say.
North Korea.
Oh, that's what. Okay, whatever.
It's Red Dawn. Wolverines! I
I didn't
freaking
say.
love that.
Yeah.
You gotta watch it. It's amazing. So
It has Chris Hemsworth, but I'm still not there.
well,
Still
do it for
not.
Patrick
I'll have to look
Swayze.
into this and see.
I don't
Do
know.
it for Patrick Swayze's ghost.
Wow. So that's the movies that are coming up, and we will review them on Sci-Fi Party Line. That's our show, folks. We'd love your feedback. Give us a call, 773-336-2686. We have a website, scifipartyline.com. You can leave your comments there or on Twitter at Sci-Fi Party Line. We're on Facebook/Sci-Fi Party Line. We're on Google Plus. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we will see you at the party next time. Bye.
So, like, on the same VHS tape, I had Little Girl Who Lived Down the Lane and Red Dawn. Those were a constant rotation in my house. What? Have you not seen Little Girl Who Lived Down the Lane?
I don't know what that is.
Jodie Foster at 13 years old with Martin Sheen as the creepy perv, child porn
Oh,
perv.
yeah, I know what it is. I'm not that familiar
Dude,
with it,
that
but
is an awesome movie. It has awesome 70s music. It's amazing.
oh. Wow, it's a movie coming about it's a 70s, it's a period piece, but they're going to save
It's about
some.
Argo.
Yes. What
Yeah.
is Argo? What is that? I can't remember now.
What's his name? Okay, so it's
Oh
based on true
yeah.
events.
Oh, the Iran or the Iran. The hostages thing.
Yes.
Jimmy Carter
Yes.
hostage thing.
Also been Ben Affleck's character.
Cowboys had a game today?
Yeah, preseason's been going on. It's just everyone
Really?
hasn't noticed because
Olympics.
Olympics. Yeah, it's been
No,
overshadowed.
I've
Yeah,
been
I
getting
want.
the alerts on my phone and I just got the final. I'm sorry.
Dallas notices.
What was it? I was watching a little bit of it
They
earlier.
won 3-0.
Oh,
Oh, then
God.
that's the only thing on the news in Dallas. There's nothing else. Nothing else happened in the world.
Oh, they was playing the Raiders.
Yeah.
Well, of course
Oh.
they're gonna win, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just preseason, so it's
Yeah,
like,
but still.
bleh.
Yeah, but don't you know, even Troy Aikman's gonna make some Cowboys theme. Sorry, you guys grew up in Houston?
Yeah, I did.
So you guys...
San Antonio.
Oh, San Antonio. Okay.
Yeah.
So I grew up in Dallas, and, like, literally... When it was cowboy season, nothing else in the world happened. Every
I believe you.
Well, yeah,
it was
of course.
So
I mean,
sad. Anyway, well, it was fun. I'm sorry we didn't get to do something more upbeat since it was.
Yeah,
like
I know. I hate. Wow. It's weird because I've been such a cheerleader like for everything for almost like 2 years now. It's always
even Skyline, Stephanie.
What?
I don't see anything really wrong with Skyline.
And he's been a cheerleader for, and he's been so positive for him to say that Total Recall was.
Yeah, it's.
Girl, that's just crazy.
Yeah, I never thought that would be the one, like, to break the streak or whatever. Because I started thinking, yeah, from a listener point of view, it's like, wow, Eric's just the guy who just loves everything, and I didn't want to be that guy, but at the same time, I hate to be just like.
guys, I have to say it was so sad trying to be the cheerleader for this poor sad.
I almost wanted to leave early.
Y'all said it was awesome.
I liked it. It was okay.
But it just didn't. It's not the original, you know. It just wasn't.
The original has so much going for it. I love movies where I don't know where it's going, and that's how I get super engaged. And of course, that's how it was with the original. And
a lot of movies, especially ones that I see, like, I don't know. I've seen a lot of movies lately where I can. It's obvious where they're going, so it's kind of like, what's the point? Why am I sitting here if I already know how it's going to end?
Well, there you go. That was me with this Total Recall, but oh, and then I had to restrain myself.
Remake, like the rules don't apply.
I had to restrain myself because I hate with the more recent reviews of Amazing Spider-Man. I hate when people say it's like the original Tobey Maguire one. Like I'm just like, I restrain myself. It makes me kind of crazy.
Yeah,
because I just think it's so much more awesome than the Tobey Maguire original.
Oh, speaking of, because it's amazing, duh. But like Amazing Bulk, are you gonna watch that?
I don't know what you're talking about, and it sounds a little scary.
The Amazing Bulk is apparently now crowned the worst movie of all time. So I have to see if it's on Netflix right now.
So worse than Birdemic?
Yeah, it's similar to Birdemic.
Worse than Monster A Go-Go?
Yeah, it's similar to Birdemic in that it has terrible Windows 95 animations, but it just came out in 2011. It's called The Amazing Bulk.
I'll write a note down.
Not porn.
Thank you.
Oh dear. Well, because okay, so my friend Scott's a big fan of the show, and he's like, "Oh my god, you guys totally need to watch The Incredible Bulk." I looked that up. That is porn. I'm like, thanks a lot. I just looked that up on work computer, and I work
wow.
with a guy, asshole.
I don't know if this is a real trailer or a spoof trailer. I guess it's probably a real trailer. This is.
Oh, you found it.
Ugh.
Oh, man.
This is very disturbing.
What is
it? You found it already?
I mean, just disturbing in that.
The
wow.
Like, I don't even have the. Oh, that.
Oh, yes!
I mean, it looks like. Like.
Is it a game?
That's what it looks like, doesn't it? But then there's actually.
It's like game! It's got Comic Sans MS!
Oh, Comic Sans.
I love it.
Oh, it's
did they
really
just
bad.
Use like one boom mic?
Sorry about that. Could you guys hear all that? Sorry, I'm not with it.
I'm watching in my set. What is that? Oh, this is terrible.
Oh god, when they're in the car going through the town, the
computer there's purple blood and like fake trash cans.
Dude, Birdemic is way better than this. Well, from what I've seen of it.
Exactly right.
What?
All green screened. They're in a.
What is the lightning bolt? Lightning bolt.
God, they drew that cop car with MS Paint.
Why is there a big purple thing? I don't. Was that a cop?
Amazing.
Why is it naked? Why doesn't it have pants?
Oh, nice.
No, I can watch bad movies, but like stuff like that. This is too
I don't
beyond pale.
understand it. Was that a TARDIS? That was just a.
Oh my god! I've never been so offended by purple ass. That's awesome.
That was terrible. I'm gonna have to like somehow work that into the show because my mom
I can't wait. We have to see it. Apparently, it's pretty rare. It was filmed in 2010, quote unquote filmed, and it came out in 2011, and it wasn't around for very long. But you can still buy it for $20, and I will make a copy of it for us.
Okay, thank you. That's so exciting. I know that I dislike you already for it. Okay.
I didn't even realize that it was a take off The Incredible Hulk. I didn't even. And so I looked at the supposed movie poster for it.
Oh, that's what that's. Oh, dear. That's pretty.
Nice. Of course, a movie like this would use Comic Sans. Of course.
End of line.